Okay, let's unpack this. We've been diving deep into Tecos de Éxito, or Roofs of Success. It's a really practical guide, for getting actionable digital marketing strategies.
And it's aimed specifically at the contracting world, which is a whole different ballgame.
Right. A gold mine if you want to get up to speed quickly.
And this isn't just any guide either. The author, Noemi Chavez, she's been licensed since 2008, helped over 1,000 businesses.
Wow.
But the big thing is, her agency is a Grow with Google high-impact partner since 2019.
And that's a huge deal, right? Only a tiny fraction of agencies get that.
Something like 3% in the U.S. So, we're looking at strategies that actually work consistently.
And she starts with something really fundamental to roofing. Trust is everything.
Absolutely. A roof is a massive financial and safety decision for a homeowner.
So every single digital interaction has to scream security and professionalism. That's how you become the first call they make.
And what's fascinating is how she frames digital marketing. It's not just a checklist of things to do. She calls it a philosophy of growth. The biggest takeaway is that isolated tactics, they just fail. They dilute almost immediately.
Okay, let's talk about that dilution because I think that's where a lot of companies just burn through their budget.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
Think about it like this. You run a one-off Facebook ad promising instant results. That's your tactic.
Okay.
But if that ad sends someone to a clunky, slow website with no reviews, no proof,
You've lost them. The trust is gone.
instantly.
Yeah.
The effort just dilutes. You got the click, but you lost the customer because there was no system backing it up. No optimized profile, no good website, no follow-up.
So it's about building a whole engine, not just buying one cheap tank of gas.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. Success requires a complete system. And she breaks it down into five essential pillars for building a brand that actually sticks.
All right, what's pillar one?
First two are all about getting found and building that initial trust. So we start with local SEO.
Just being visible.
Exactly. It's the necessary first step to be found. For something like an emergency roof leak, you have to dominate Google Maps. People need an answer right now.
And then right after that, you build on it with directories and reviews.
And in roofing, where a job can cost thousands, reviews aren't just a nice to have.
They're everything. It's proof you can be trusted with a huge investment.
It's instant credibility.
Yeah.
The next pillar she introduces is paid advertising.
Oh, interesting. It's third. I would have thought that would come first.
Well, that's the strategic part. Paid ads only really work well if those first two pillars, visibility and trust, are already solid.
Ah, so you're just accelerating something that's already working.
Precisely. You're accelerating the reach of a brand people already see as reliable. It's fuel for the fire, not the spark.
That makes sense. Okay, pillar four.
Social networks. But not how most people think about it. The goal is to generate emotional connection.
An emotional connection with a roofing company. I usually just see posts about discounts.
And that's the mistake. It's about humanizing the brand. Show the crew. Show you're involved in the community. It makes the whole transaction less stressful for the homeowner.
I see. Okay, so that brings us to the last piece of the puzzle, the fifth component.
Right. Tools of analysis. Analytics. This is what pulls it all
This
together.
is what makes it a philosophy.
Exactly. It's for the continuous process of measuring, correcting, and improving. Analytics tells you which pillar is leaking.
So if you have tons of traffic from ads, but no one is requesting a quote.
The problem isn't your ad spend. The problem is probably your landing page, your reviews, your trust signals. You fix that, not the ad.
So that's the complete system. I mean, the takeaway here seems pretty clear. Every review, every SEO tweak, it's all a direct investment in building a brand that people remember.
Right. And since the whole system relies on that continuous measurement, it leaves you with a really critical question.
Which is?
Are you just using tactics, or are you actually investing in a measured system? Because if you can't reliably measure your data, you're not just wasting money this month.
You're pretty much guaranteeing you'll make the same expensive mistakes again next quarter.